Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, whether you love to gossip about friends and family or you're following every twist and turn of the TV show The Traitors, the capacity to keep a secret can be a really valuable life skill. So why is it that some of us can do that, keep a secret, and others simply can't resist spilling the tea? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by Aileen Hickey and on the line by clinical psychologist Dr. Eddie Murphy. First, before we have our chat, our reporter Emer McCauley has been asking people on the streets of Dublin if they are any good at keeping a secret.
Secrets are secrets.
I'm a bit of a blabbermouth.
Are you someone who can be trusted with a secret?
100%. I love secrets.
Do you think that married couples can be trusted to keep secrets?
I think always going to tell my partner. Sorry.
I mean, there's been a few occasions where a friend told me something and specifically told me not to
tell
you.
Do you think that gossip is a healthy thing?
Up to a certain point, it's great. And it's just part of the colour, the tapestry of life. I'll give you an example of that. We were sitting down this pub and this man came in and he started stoking up the fire. But then he put talk on us. And how he managed to get our story out of us was with an indirect question. What is the weather like where you come from? And then he pinned down all of the detail.
Maybe we're not gossipers, we're just storytellers.
Yeah, storytellers. Yeah, I like that.
I'm exceptionally good at keeping
I'm
Northern.
Where are you from in the North?
Can't say.
I get told secrets.
It depends, doesn't it? Yeah, it is. If it's my sister saying, don't tell anyone, I'm going to go straight to my brother or my mother. Yeah, we brothers and sisters, so yeah. It'd be straight to my mum.
Straight on the phone, ringing my mother. Mum, you'll never believe what's happened. Have a guess what?
There are so many people like that. In fact, I have one of those people here, self-confessed person who cannot keep a secret, Aileen Hickey. So someone tells you something and says, don't tell anybody, what do you do?
Well, my version of keeping a secret is I just tell one person at a time afterwards. And I think that's fair enough. And after that, if they spread it, that's their problem. They can't keep the secret.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, you know, I mean, I think everybody keeps secrets. And I think right now everyone is keeping at least one secret, if not 13 secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should be allowed to have secrets. I mean, and the way I look at secrets, I think there's two categories of secrets. There's the secrets that you keep about yourself. And everybody has secrets they keep about themselves that they keep from husband, family, children, friends, all the rest of it. And then there is the secrets that you're given and share the information. So I'm actually very good at keeping the secrets about myself for a number of reasons that I go into. But it's the secrets that I'm shared that I'm really bad at keeping. So,
but you're very honest about it in that you tell your family and friends, don't you? Say
absolutely.
I will
so, you know, if
tell.
Somebody says to me, can I tell you a secret? Are you going to keep your secrets? I say, absolutely not. I'm absolutely hopeless. You can tell me because I'd love to know the secret. But there's absolutely no chance that I'm going to be able to keep it. I mean, I think somebody who can't keep it, it's kind of an element of, and this is not to my credit, you know, there's an element of, you know, wanting to show the knowledge that you have and, you know, pass out information that you, and show that you have that information, pass out that information.
Will you stick on the headphones? Because I have, let's bring in the doctor here, Dr. Eddie Murphy, the clinical psychologist. Is it fair to say, Eddie, that secrets are a bit of social currency, aren't they? They help grease the wheels of the chats.
They can, I suppose, in terms of the world of psychology, particularly in our early training of psychology, we're not really comfortable with secrets because we find that obviously people that have secrets that can be burdening secrets. Something bad is going to happen if you disclose this and stuff like that. But in terms of empowering, so I'd see them, some secrets are empowering and some are burdening. And that's nearly how I distinguish them. And so for some secrets, it can protect the relationship. It can help build trust and it can shield us from shield others from harm and stuff like that. But for other, holding on to secrets then can be, it can cause a level of stress.
Yeah,
carrying that secret can be toxic.
But you're talking about like really serious information. I'm talking about a bit of gossip, you know, that, and someone says to you, you won't believe what happened here.
Gossips and secrets, gossips and secrets are slightly different. But I was talking about the serious end of it there, but in terms of the other more social communication and holding on to information and Some people, like Aileen, in fairness, says, I'm not good at keeping secrets. And I suppose I'm the opposite. I'm actually pretty good at that whole area of confidentiality and keeping secrets. Someone tells me something, I will hold that.
Well, you kind of have to be, don't you? It's all part of the training, is it not?
Well, it's a core piece around trust and people trusting you. But I suppose the decision to keep or disclose a secret can depend on the intent, as in, is the secret kept for protection or manipulation? Its impact, like who benefits or suffers from keeping the secret? And then ethically, does it withholding information align with your moral values?
Mm-hmm. No? But Aileen, if someone told you something and said, do not tell anybody this, and it was a really important thing, and you realised the importance of it, I bet you could keep the secret in those circumstances.
I could, and actually, and to be fair to me, you know, I can keep work-related secrets. You know, I'm not that bad. So I suppose it's mainly the secrets that are a bit more just gossipy and sharing information that I can't keep. So, you know, I mean, I can't hold those ones. I mean, first of all, I told a secret, you know, when I was in college to somebody, and the secret was, and I told you not to tell anybody else, that my father was first cousin of Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously it wasn't true, but by the time I left college, everybody in college thought that I was first cousin of Elvis Presley, so she obviously didn't keep the secret. Now, on the other hand...
Why did you tell your friend that?
Because I was big into Elvis Presley, and everybody kept asking me why I was so big into Elvis Presley. The only reason I was big into Elvis Presley was actually because Winnie had one record at home, and every Sunday there was an Elvis Presley movie on the television. That's actually the only reason I was into Elvis Presley, but it was easier to say that, and I thought it was a great thing to say. The other thing, though, that, you know, I mean, I do think in terms of personal secrets, I think the reason why you keep personal secrets is because, like Eddie said there, you know, there's a protection element. You know, you're a bit afraid of judgment. You know, you might be afraid of the repercussions. And I suppose the other thing is, I mean, you know, a deeply personal secret, like you just asked me about there. Now, I have once given away a very deeply personal secret because it was a balancing act between, was divulging the secret going to be less damaging than keeping the secret? Mm-hmm. And I made a judgment call that divulging the secret would have less damaging repercussions to both parties than keeping the secret. Now, it did have repercussions in that neither party talked to me for 3 years afterwards. But for them, it was a very good secret to divulge because it sorted out what was going on between them. So the repercussions all fell back on me.
So you had to make a moral judgment call
on that. And the stakes were very high. So, you know, it was a judgment call as to whether I should divulge or protect. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like the pressure of holding that alien as well, that something was, you know, imparted on you, and then the pressure of holding that can be just... And I think it's fair to say that if that pressure is going to be impacted, if it's toxic to you or if it's going to impact on your own health, then I think it's you know, because they can weigh on the mind in terms of guilt and anxiety and stress.
Yeah, I think actually, Eddie, you know, I mean, I'd be going to see you after this because I actually still have a bit of PTSD out of the damage from that secret to myself. But because you're right, I mean, keeping a secret is actually hard work, you know, and it can cause a bit of anxiety.
Is there a personality type, Eddie, around this? You know, somebody who can keep a secret and somebody who can't?
Well, people that are good at lying are basically people that have a high cognitive ability. You know, they're bright, that they have good emotional control and life experiences. Often these make people effective liars, but also effectively able to hold secrets, and that they're quick thinking. They're able to, if you look at the traitors, which we're all semi-obsessed with, and look at they're able to put... To hold a believable story, but they have to be quick thinking. So some of that comes from confidence, charisma, manipulation. They're the type of things, and that relates to a level of intelligence.
Do we have to be wary of people
that
who are
to your behaviour?
Yeah, people who are good, say on the traitors, and I am one of those who is absolutely addicted to it. But I'm watching them sitting around the round table, in particular, you know, in that in the cold light of the cross examination, if you like, and denying that they're traitors when they are, and I can't figure out how they do it and keep a straight face. But you know, is there a particular skill that you learn in being able to do that?
Well, there's a great experiment that psychologists do with children. So to look at their capacity to tell a lie. And so what happens is we put like a desired tie out on the table, and then we pretend to get called out of the room, and it's behind the child or it's under it and under maybe a piece of cloth. Say, now, I got called out now. Please don't look at that. And there's, of course, cameras on the kids and stuff like that. And it was done between aged around 3 to 7. And then you walk out and you see that the kid will have a little peek and stuff like that. And you come back in and say, oh, did you get a chance to look at that? And as you get older, that 6 or 7 year old say, yeah. Or the 3 year old say, oh, I did look at it. Sorry. Mm. And the 7 year old go, no, no, I didn't look at that. Well, you know, they have looked at that, right? But actually, that's just a real sign of intelligent child, actually, you know.
Oh, is it?
It shows a sort of a, yeah. Yeah.
So does, good yeah. liars are brighter than honest people.
Yeah, I'm very worried that Eddie's calling me stupid here. It seems to be going along those kind of lines. And actually, my self-esteem, Eddie, has dropped significantly in the last 5 minutes.
We'll definitely have to book that session in there. all I'm just saying is that, but there are, like, you can tell if someone's lying, because obviously there can be inconsistencies in their story. They sometimes avoid direct answers. There could be a change in their speech pattern, or they could have non-verbal cues, like they might shake their head instead of nodding their head when they're saying yes, and facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. But my family actually will say that when I'm either lying or, you know, or not managing to keep a secret, I start off with a little laugh. So, you know, it's immediately clear that I'm lying, or yeah, because I can't look you in the eye and I have a little laugh.
Yeah, like some people are really good at hiding the truth. You know, I'm not talking about major things now, but little things. But I would imagine that you're just a very, very, very honest person. And
I've no filter. So, you know, it's difficult to keep secrets and to lie when you have no filter.
Yeah. Well, can I say something to that?
I know brains, obviously, as well, as Eddie said.
Two things. No, I'm not saying that. I never said that, Aileen. In fact, Aileen, I'm going to say the opposite here. Because a lot of people put a mask on the world, and inside the real self is neglected. They don't. And for the person who's what you see is what you get, they carry it, they're much more happier and authentic in themselves, that they're carrying less stuff. And by the way, Aileen, I'd love to play poker with you as well.
Well, after the counselling session, we can have a game of poker, Eddie.
It sounds like you won't be able to. I could tell if you're bluffing, you know. You'll have a little chuckle and you'll have the worst hand at the table, but you'll be chuckling away.
So, Eddie, do we need to have any concerns about people who are either good secret keepers, or would you be more worried about those who cannot keep a secret?
No, I think it's a good social. It's a social connectedness piece. I wouldn't worry about one or the other. I do worry about people who are burdened by secrets. You know, who their secrets in terms of that create stress, guilt, or strain on them. Mm-hmm. And there's some power dynamic within the secret that bothers me. And I would advise that person to open up to somebody to get some guidance and support
That. That's very good advice to finish with. Aileen, there's no hope for you now. You're going to go out and tell everybody everything.
I am, yeah, but anything that's demanding our hard work, I won't do anyway. So keeping the secret sounds like it's in that category. So I'll stay where I am.
Aileen, thank you very much. Aileen Hickey and Dr. Eddie Murphy will take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.